During the COVID-19 pandemic, biking is everywhere, from exercise classes...
Okay, Peloton, let's go!
...to people riding more and more to pass the time. Bicycle sales reached $1 billion in April 2020, an increase of 75% from the previous year, according to market research company NPD Group. The so-called bike boom has led manufacturers and suppliers to try to keep up with demand and brought attention to cities, including Charlotte, creating and maintaining safe and accessible areas while planning for the future of biking. So on this episode of FAQ City, we're going on a ride that will answer your questions about signs, sustainability, and more. Put your helmet on and let's go. Coming up on FAQ City. Hi, and welcome back to another FAQ City. I'm your host, Alexandra Watts. As always, we're here to answer your questions about the faces, spaces, and places that make up the Queen City. I think I mentioned it once an episode, but I haven't been in Charlotte for too long. Now, nobody asked, but I am getting used to it. I know where the Targets are and what a Bojangles is. And with more people from around the world moving to the Queen City, new arrivals are noticing things. When Sarah Morris moved to Charlotte from the Midwest 6 years ago, she noticed different things while biking around.
I noticed that there were these signs and even sometimes bikes like painted on the roads with arrows and things, but there isn't always a bike lane to go along with it.
She says the road signs in Charlotte were new to her, and it got her to asking,
what do the bike route signs all over Charlotte mean? I see them even on streets that don't have bike lanes.
Well, that's a great question, and I think I know exactly what she's talking about. A number of years ago, the city of Charlotte developed a numbered bike route system. So the signs that the listener is seeing, they're likely smaller signs. They're the traditional green and white. They have a bike emblem and also a number associated with them.
That's Will Washam, the Bicycle Program Coordinator at the Charlotte Department of Transportation, or CDOT for short. Washam says the bike routes highlight different ways riders can get from point A to point B. And for those numbers on the signs, Eric Zavurl, the Bike and Walk Program Coordinator with Sustain Charlotte, says they are based on another system.
They're originally based off of the U.S. bike route system. So the United States, just like the interstate system has, you know, Interstate 85 and 77, they created a bike version of that back in the late 70s. And there's some bike routes that cover the country that are U.S. based.
Bike routes are certain ways a rider can travel around Charlotte, but there is a difference between a bike route and a bike lane. A bike lane is a specific lane for cyclists and traffic. The city has also been piloting protected lanes as well. In areas where there isn't a lot of traffic or lower speed limits, there isn't a need for a bike lane. A bike route can include a bike lane. Bike routes are going to guide you where you're going, and lanes are a designated space for people to ride. Bike lanes and routes are all part of what Eric calls the Greater Transportation Network, and that's all-encompassing. Vehicles, public transportation, motorcycles, skateboards, if you happen to have a hoverboard, and of course, bicycles. So if somebody like myself or Sarah wanted to explore Charlotte, there are different ways we could get from point A to point B. In our personal vehicles, we could use our GPS or smartphone and figure out where we're going, and we'd have the luxury of choosing whether we wanted to take a freeway or a less busier street. For the Lynx light rail or public transportation, we would look up the schedule and map and be on our way. But what if we wanted to ride a bike? For that, we would check out the Charlotte Cycling Guide, which is a map of Charlotte tailored for cyclists in the Queen City. It's a standard map with landmarks for libraries, schools, and emergency services, but there are also landmarks for bike shops. Streets on this map are outlined in different colors. It looks cool, and it serves a purpose. Streets outlined in red mean there are bike lanes, and when you see orange, you're on a signed bike route, so look out for those signs our listener asked about. Yellow streets are suggested bike routes, and green is for the greenways and off-street paths. Let's talk about greenways for a moment. According to Mecklenburg County, these nature trails and parks are located throughout the county, and one, the Cross Charlotte Trail, goes from Charlotte into South Carolina. But whether you're taking a leisurely stroll or biking to work, Eric says each of these bikeways serves a different purpose.
What really, really matters is the design of the bike facility is done properly. So, you know, there you might see some of the painted bicycle with the triangles are called sharrows, where you basically ride in the road with cars. And then those are normally found on neighborhood streets, but they really can't be used as your really safe bicycle facilities because neighborhood roads don't go everywhere you want them to go, right? They're usually only found in neighborhoods. And once you get out of your neighborhood, how do you get where you need to go?
Eric is optimistic that over time, more red, orange, yellow, and green will be added to the map.
We are turning the corner on that. And of course, we didn't get to where we were today overnight. It took many decades of not investing and not understanding that bicycling could really be a priority here. And it's going to take some more time to get there.
And what turns will the city have to make to get to a point of a more bike-friendly city? We're taking a break, or should I say, a pit stop. But when we come back, we'll look forward to Charlotte's biking destination. Stay tuned. Hey, FAQ City listeners. How many times a day do you find yourself doing this when you have a question? You go on your preferred search engine and type in your question. Sometimes you might find an answer on social media, but not backed up with facts or verified. And soon, you won't even be able to rely on Yahoo Answers, which is shutting down in the coming months. But did you know that you can ask us any questions you have about the Charlotte area? All you have to do is go to WFAE.org and ask us. While you're there, make sure to follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, NPR1, or wherever you find podcasts, so you can find out the answers as soon as the next episode is available. We look forward to answering your questions in future episodes. But now, back to the show. Welcome back to FAQ City. Before the break, we were breaking down the different bicycle signs and paths, which brings up another popular question. Who decides what those paths are and how? When you go on a bike ride, it takes planning. You decide on your route, make sure the weather is nice, curate the perfect playlist, and figure out where to rent a bike if needed. And just like how you plan for your ride, the city planned for the bikeway you're on. One part of planning is the Beyond 77 study. The study looks at Charlotte's transportation future. Its name comes from the I-77 corridor, which connects Charlotte and surrounding areas. There are four parts to what Beyond 77 calls the journey. The first two phases collected and analyzed data, but right now they're in the third phase, the solutions phase. Augustine Rodriguez is a transportation planning engineer for the Charlotte Regional Planning Organization, which runs the study.
And so we are in this process of developing and narrow down a list of solutions. Many of them will be focused on how we're gonna, going forward in the next 10 or 15 to 20 years, gonna be putting forward projects, construction projects, to mitigate the need for a better infrastructure in terms of bike lanes and bike facilities, as well as pedestrian.
Now, this planning does not happen overnight. This planning is taking years. And because of this, the city is working with groups like Beyond 77 and city county governments, like unions, to better plan a bike-friendly Charlotte that's connected. But the solution isn't just giving everyone a bike and going from there. Eric says groups have to work together.
Just like anything, everything is related, right? It's a system of different things. And if you remove one piece of it or you only focus on one piece of it, you're not going to get very far.
According to UNC Charlotte, almost 90% of residents get to work by car in the Queen City. And as more people live in surrounding areas, even different counties or states, it's harder for them to get around in a short bike ride. So working with other components of transportation is key, according to Eric. He also says that building a better bike network comes from building a better transportation network in general.
I think we need to be open to ideas, and there's something called the Bus Rapid Transit which basically works more like a light rail system, but it uses buses. And, you know, we're working on getting electric buses here in the city with a partnership with Duke.
And one part of the solution that is important to Eric and other planners, balance.
Today, it seems like everything has to be all of one way or all of another way, and we forgot the middle. And the middle is very important here because we have to balance all these different modes. Some old technology, some new technology, some active transportation and some car driving, some transit, and you put all of that together.
Biking is now in a lot of city planning, looking at the city's Charlotte Future 2040 comprehensive plan. Whether it's a neighborhood or campus, there's a plan for mobility which involves having spaces that encourage biking and walking. There are also plans for stronger and safer bike infrastructure within 2 miles of public transportation, as well as fewer traffic fatalities with the ongoing Vision Zero action plan. I spoke with Sarah, who asked our original question, about what I ended up finding. We spoke about the changes she'd like to see, like more bike racks at businesses, but she says she's pleased with the planning ahead.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that because, yeah, it'd be great to be able to be on bike lanes, like all the way to a light rail line or a bus stop and be able to get on the public transit with my bike.
And even though the city is still planning, there are plenty of routes and lanes to ride in the meantime, which you can find on our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. Thanks for going on this bike ride with us this episode. Thanks to Sarah Morris for asking this question, and to Will Washam, Augustine Rodriguez, and Eric Zavirl for coming along for the ride. If you're looking for the perfect podcast soundtrack while you ride your bike, check out more FAQ City episodes by following us for free on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and give us a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support this podcast even further, make a contribution in any amount to sustain WFAE's journalism today. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org. If you have a question, we have the answer. Let us know what you're seeing and want to know about the Queen City. And if you're going out on your bike after this, don't forget your helmet. Until next time, stay safe and take care. I'm Alexandra Watts.